what are the next steps in the process in terms of content? I'm assuming now it's time to start figuring out, you know, what pages you're going to need, what that content's going to look like. Can you walk us through that, the next few steps?
Sure. Yeah. The next step is figuring out what pages you want to have on your site. So I always say you have a minimum of five, and you could just start with those five and be good to go. So those would be your home page, a work page, samples or portfolio, whatever you want to call it, about page, services page, and a contact page.
Contact. All right, so let's go through each of these one by one, and then we can talk about some other optional pages. Home page, sure. What are we trying to do there? What's the objective?
The objective of the home page is, you know, always goes back to who you are, what you do, and why it matters. So it's kind of an overview of your whole site and really business, if you want to think of it like that. So you want to have something compelling about what it is that you do, and have that pretty soon, that when people land on your homepage, they know where they are and know if they're supposed to be there. And then, you know, on homepage, you can also include, you know, maybe some snippets about your services with a link to your services page. You could include maybe some recent work samples. If you have a blog, you can include recent blog posts. And of course, which I'm sure we'll talk about in more detail, is having a call to action. You know, what do you want them to do?
So, you know, this kind of seems like a lot of stuff for our homepage. And I see a lot of homepages that are very, very busy. Where do you draw the line? How do you make sure that you tell them very quickly what it is you do, whom you serve, why it matters, all that good stuff, without just kind of, I hate to say it, but kind of vomiting all over them?
Yeah, well, that can be done through the design and the layout, you know, how you're presenting this content. But the first part of it is kind of, what are you going to say? So, you know, I wouldn't even think about how it's looking at this point as much as what you could include and what your message is.
Okay, so you don't know design yet, but as long as you clearly describe your positioning, that's really what I'm hearing, is that's really the most important thing. The other elements are going to vary depending on, maybe you look at that later once you get into the design phase.
Correct, yeah. So at this point, you're just getting the words out, writing the content, figuring out what you're going to say.
Okay, so that's the home page, the most important page. Let's talk about the work page or samples page.
Yeah, so this is where you're going to show what it is that you have created. So for designers, that can be easy in concept to show, you know, designs that you've done. For writers, that can be a little more tricky, but you want to put together some examples of the type of work you do. So a work page, you know, at this point, when you're just listing out your pages and content, you would be figuring out, okay, what samples am I showing? And how am I going to organize that? So someone who has a whole lot of work, might have different categories of work. You know, like a writer could have, you know, if they do SEO work or case studies or white papers or, you know, any number of things. You might want to kind of figure out what's the best way to organize that.
I guess it depends on how, what you focus on a lot, right? That determines how much you're going to have and how deep you're going to go.
Yeah, and then, you know, somebody starting out might not have anything really categorized. They might just show samples of whatever it is they've done. I like to say, and this is not really based on anything except my own experience, but maybe like aim for 12 samples. It doesn't have to be that many. It could be six, or it could be more. But I like 12. It's a good round number that you know, divides nicely if you're going to lay out some projects. You know, and it's just a good good amount of samples, I think, for someone to shoot for.
Okay, and if you're starting out and you only have two or three, just use what you have.
Use what you have.
Yeah. One thing I always tell people is, look, if all you got is two or three, your prospects don't really know that that's all you have, right?
Right.
So you're just showing that it, from the visitor standpoint, it just looks like these are the ones you picked.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you only have a couple samples, you can kind of go more in depth with each one and do maybe more of a case study approach. You know, in that way, you're really digging into what it is you do for folks. And it's not looking like, you know, you're just really lean on the work experience.
Okay. And I'd like to come back to this, and I think maybe a little bit later when we're talking about design, I'd like to ask you about how to present those samples, regardless of, you know, whether you're a designer or a writer, because I know there's different considerations and different ways you could do this, and I'd like to get your take on the best ways to do it.
Sure thing.
Okay, so we got the home, we got your samples page or work or portfolio page. Tell us about the About page.
The About page is also a really important page. This is where you tell your story, you know, the why are you doing what you do? Now, people like working with other people they relate to. So hop over to your About page. You want to present, you know, maybe why you got into what you're doing, you know, why it is you love what you do. People like to see passion in what, you know, reading about you and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I always say I think the why is so important. I think there's two categories of why. One is the why are you doing what you're doing? And then the other one I like to talk about is the why you. What makes you different?
Yes.
Do you think those sounds like they could both fit there, right? They could work well on that page.
Yeah, the About page could be a plethora of information about you. But, you know, it's always important with writing anything to, you know, kind of keep it relevant to the reader, you know. So, I'm on my About page, I kind of tell my story of how I got into web design and how much I love it, which hopefully people can get an idea that, you know, I'm really happy with what I do. I also, on my About page, talk about my values, which a lot of people seem to like. Talk about like work-life balance and collaboration and innovation and things that I value and want to see coming from my clients. So I'm kind of defining the types of people that I want to work with.
I like that. So I'm seeing what I'm hearing are different things you can include here. It's about you. So kind of like a bio type information, the why you do what you do. I think tied to that could be your values, what you stand for, what's your purpose.
Yeah.
And then we also talked about why you, what makes you different. And then there's a storytelling element of all this that kind of encapsulated all in terms of telling your story and really connecting with the prospect at kind of at a personal level, just, I guess, humanizing you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people, they want to work with other people, you know, you want to feel like, oh, okay, this is a person that understands me, and is someone that, you know, I can work with.
Perfect. Okay. So that's About, makes perfect sense. Services. Tell us about that. I mean, is this just a laundry list of here's everything I can do?
Yeah. I mean, it gets, you want to be super clear, what it is that you do for people. You know, so that could be a laundry list if you do lots of things, or maybe you put it all into some buckets of different services that you offer. But you want to get really clear about what you offer, and, you know, make it really easy for the person reading it to understand. And, you know, so they are hopefully going, oh, that is exactly what I need.
Yeah, one thing that I try to do there on the services page when I'm working with clients, with coaching clients, is like, look, don't try to sell the value of these things or explain what they are. I mean, sometimes they might require a little bit of explanation, but don't go overboard. Because if you have to sell this idea to every reader, you're probably talking to the wrong audience.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just important to be clear.
Just be clear, yeah.
Be clear.
And if you have service packages, this would be the place to also talk about those.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all for packages. Like I said, I'm redoing my site, so I'm combining my packages and services page. So it's all in one place, and it's super easy.
Great. All right. So then finally, contact page. I mean, this sounds pretty straightforward, but tell us more.
You want to tell people how to contact you. If you really prefer, like, people to call you, you know, you kind of plaster your phone number everywhere. If you'd rather more of like an email, or you want them to fill out a form first, you know, put that on there. I have a pretty lengthy contact form. If somebody wants to do a free chat with me, because I want to know that they're in the right place in their business, that we can do the best work together. Or it could be a really simple contact form, you know, like name, email, and a message. Figure out, you know, how you want people to contact you and what information you need from them. And that's your contact page.
Yeah, I love these contact forms, or these intake forms, right, that pre-qualify the prospect. And so for those of you starting out, you don't necessarily have to do that. But once you're established, it might make sense, like you're doing, Jill, to pre-qualify people a little better to make sure that there is a fit before you spend time with them.
Yeah. I mean, a contact form or questionnaire or whatever can also kind of reinforce to the viewer that you are a good fit for them. If you're asking questions and they're answering, yes, this is me, or yes, this is what I need. It just can create a bit more, feeling that they are where they need to be.
Excellent. Okay, so those are the main pages that everyone should have. Any other pages to consider? And what are they, and where would they make sense?
Yeah, and these can be sections on any of these pages, or they could be separate pages themselves. But other things to consider, like your process. You might want to write out, how it is you do what you do. People like to kind of understand how you go about your work. You can have testimonials. Those are awesome to have to show that, you make your clients happy. And that could be a dedicated page, or they can be sprinkled throughout your site, or both. You could talk about values, like I said earlier, what it is that you really care about in your business, the things you focus on. And you can start thinking about, you could have a blog, which is great for showing your expertise, and definitely has some search engine mojo, and can be a good place to send people when they have questions, if you are always getting the same questions from your prospects. Mm-hmm. You can have questionnaires that you use once you start working with someone. You could have a page with that. Those are just some ideas off the top of my head. If you have any type of content that doesn't really fit into any of the other ones that I've discussed, then maybe that needs a page of its own.
One that I get asked quite frequently about is an FAQ page.
Yeah.
I can see that working well as your process, or kind of maybe mixing it together. Right? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have FAQs on my services page currently, and I think it's a good place for it. If you get a lot of questions, the same questions over and over, then I think having a place that you answer those can be really helpful.
Oh, I never thought about that. I like that. Under the services page, could potentially be its own page. So do some people do that? Could that work as its own page?
Yeah. I think it just depends on how much. Like, maybe you have 20 frequently asked questions, and maybe that deserves its own page. But maybe you only have a couple, and so then it makes sense to combine it. It just really depends on the specific content. You know, these days, people, they are so used to scrolling that, you know, having a really long web page is okay. You know, but it just depends.